Yes, I have. I have to sit down too. Well, just, well, that's powerful. Just maybe a few words to give a bit of information what's going on in the church and around the Society of St. Pius X. I usually try to address a few words when I visit parishes so that you get the information, even though there is nothing much, I guess, you will learn, but because you know everything by various ways. These past few years have been pretty interesting, let's say, full of news, with mostly with the election of our new Pope, Benedict XVI, and with the few steps that he took in favor of a certain restoration in the Church. We'll come to more details, but we've been thankful for first the motu proprio and then the lifting of the excommunications. You know that it was these were the kind of first steps that we required before doing anything with Rome. Signs of goodwill. We have been treated like excommunicated people for so many years. We have been said for decades that the new Mass was the only Mass we should say, and that the old Mass was forbidden. So we asked, well, for certain clarification from Rome. The Pope came with the motu proprio in 2007, a document which is not perfect, you know that. We don't agree with everything, especially with the distinction between an extraordinary right and an ordinary right, as if it was possible that it would be two rights in the Roman Catholic Church. That goes against all tradition in the Church. But nevertheless, the Pope saying that the Mass has never been abrogated was a very important step. We have been told that it was abrogated, that we were disobedient to the Church, to the Pope, to the bishops, and now the Pope's come with a simple sentence saying it was not abrogated, which means, well, if it was not abrogated, means that any priest could say it in the past, in the present, and can say it in the future. So that simple sentence was important in our relationship with Rome. Lifting of the excommunication, 2009, not perfect, as you know. We would have loved to see the name of Archbishop Lefebvre, de Castromayer. We would have loved to have a more clear explanation of the invalidity of the excommunication from origin because of the necessity in the Church. We didn't get that, but the effect is that the Pope has made a statement in favor of the Society, and that is also important. Once again, not perfect, but important in the situation of the Church. And now we come to these doctrinal discussions, talks with Rome. Bishop Fellay was in Rome just a few days ago to meet the Cardinal Levada, as you know, an American cardinal who is not our best friend. But we see that the priest, the bishops, who has been put in charge of the commission, Cardinal Levara is the prefect of the congregation. But what is important for us is mostly those who are dealing with us, those who are in charge of the commission itself, Monsignor Pozzo, who seemed to be a man with who we can talk, definitely would be easier to talk with him and to have this discussion than with many others, like Cardinal Levara. So it's, we'll see, these talks should start now, in a few days, weeks, we don't know exactly when, but pretty soon, normally during this month of October, mid-October, our commission, the priest named, the priest and bishops named by Bishop Fili, will be in Rome soon and start discussing the different issues. What is in the mind of the Pope? Well, I don't know. I'm not really a prophet, so difficult to see what's in the mind of the Pope, even though we have an idea by his writings, by what he says. We have an idea of what he wants. We believe that what the Pope wants is to convince us of the validity and the goodness of Vatican II. That's his intention, because he's convinced of Vatican II. He believes in Vatican II. He was an actor, active member of these commissions, working for Vatican II, a theologian for Vatican II, and he's convinced of all the novelties, especially ecumenism, religious liberty, relations between state and the church, all these novelties, collegiality, all these novelties of Vatican II, he is convinced of it. He believes that it's the expression of the church, of the doctrine of the church, and he has come in this since some time already, but he has made it clear in the past few years. This hermeneutic of continuity, where explained that it's only the circumstances that are changing, but the doctrine is the same. So we don't have a rupture, a difference, a doctrinal difference between the teaching of the Church before Vatican II and after Vatican II. For him, he doesn't see. And he doesn't believe that there is a rupture or a difference. It's only circumstances. The world we live in is not the same than 100 years ago. So therefore, the way the church deal with things is different. That's, I believe, his position. And that's why he's so such a defender of Vatican II. In everything he does, especially in ecumenism. I mean, he's going everywhere. He went to a mosque in the Holy Land. He removed his shoes going to the mosque. Apparently, things that are unbelievable for a Catholic, especially for the Pope. I mean, he's not like just visiting the mosque, going to the synagogue in Rome, doing a lot of ecumenical action. He's convinced of the goodness of this ecumenism. So we are pretty convinced that the intention of the Pope is to make sure that we understand that and we follow him, and therefore we accept Vatican II. With a certain restoration of the church, and the Pope definitely wants a certain restoration of the church. He doesn't see this problem of doctrine, but at the same time, he wants And he has shown that he wants a restoration for the church. He has for more discipline to the priest, sacredness in the liturgy, even in the new liturgy. He wants the church to have more sacredness. He wants the communion in the hands, reminding that it's an extraordinary rite. So that's the funny part of it. We are saying the extraordinary rite of the Mass with the ordinary rite of communion, and they are saying the ordinary rite of the Mass with the extraordinary rite of communion. If you understand, well, you're good. But behind that, you see that the Pope wants a restoration. In the church, he has an understanding of the crisis, but wants to try to do something for the church, especially for the clergy, with the year of the priest, for instance, which is something we would not have seen years ago. The priests were supposed to disappear and the lay people would take place in the pulpit. We heard that everywhere. So we see a restoration, a will to restore. But once again, the doctrine, no, he doesn't see the problem and he is convinced of Vatican II. What is in our mind going there to Rome and discussing with them? Well, we believe and we have always said that Vatican II is a rupture in the church, that some statements in the council are in contradiction with the teaching of the church of the past, and especially ecumenism, religious liberty, collegiality, are in contradiction with what the popes have taught, especially in the last centuries, facing the problem of naturalism in the society and in the church, and modernism, laicization or secularization of the church and of the society. The statements, the doctrine that the Pope have explained, which is not new at that point, but is, we think, in contradiction with the new doctrine of the church, the revolution in the church. So we want to convince the Pope and Rome that's what it is. We want to convince them that Vatican II is in contradiction with the past, and we have just to get rid of Vatican II, reform it, whatever you name it, but the notion behind is exactly the same. We have to be freed of these new doctrines, new liturgy, and come back to what the church has always done and the teaching of the church of all centuries. So these are our intention. What will be the outcome of these discussions? Well, we'll have to wait and see. It is important for us. I think Archbishop Lefebvre has always made clear to the priests, to the seminarians, and to the faithful that that was his first goal, is to bring back tradition in Rome. That's the goal of in this crisis of the society, is to form priests, give them the formation that they need with the tradition of the church, and by the work in the world, but everywhere, is to kind of save the tradition of the church and bring it back to Rome as soon as we can. And I think that's what we are trying to do with this relation with Rome. We hope that, of course, it will be of good effects, good outcome, but we'll see. Can be of no effect, can become a new new condemnation of the society as not understanding the teaching of the church today, or could come with a better understanding or a conversion in Rome of the authorities, and therefore a restoration, a true restoration of the church. That's what we hope, anyway. So that's about the situation of where we are at. These discussions with Rome will remain private, in the sense that they won't be published at first anyway, because we don't want anyone, no one wants Rome, and we don't want further media to be involved with that, and we want Rome and ourselves to be free to say our minds and not be always thinking, oh, how will people interpret or say. So it's to make it public now would just think spoiled the whole discussion thing. It's important to be able to say things and to argue, to really with and see if we have people who accept to think and to discuss. Well, then we can progress. But if we are blocked or stopped by any other things, well, it won't work. So that's mainly why it will remain it will not be public, so we won't be sending you every week the results of these discussions. Will surely take time, but that's an intention of prayers, of course, for all of us, that a good outcome may really be. What will come from these discussions? Well, if you have any questions, I'll be happy to try to answer anyway. Oh. Yes. Yeah, maybe yes, maybe not, we don't know. You know, a few years ago we thought that this discussion would be impossible. We'll see. We have no idea, and nobody has any idea of what will come next. Nobody knows. It's because we have no way of knowing what will come next. It depends really on how it goes. As I said, I mean, it can just remain as it is now without any changes. It can come to more condemnation, re-excommunication of the society. Yes, it's possible. Well, are we afraid of it? Well, we are not looking forward to having that, but if it's necessary, well, we'll go through that. We didn't fear the first one, so But we hope that it will come with a real restoration of the church. That's our goal. But no idea at this point what will be next. But will we have the opportunity to talk again with Rome? Yeah, in 20 or 50 years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He was there for quite a while, and he was on a sabbatical. And anyhow, when he finally seemed to grasp everything, he gave a talk at a conference. And he explained to the people there at the confraternity and the people, the parishioners there, why the old Mass was superior to the new Mass. And of course, this got him in deep, deep. fact, even Rome sent him a letter. But then one of the bishops said to him, the only purpose of that confraternity of St. Peter's was a decoy to keep people from going into Pius X. But he said it in so many words, and I think that that probably will have a positive effect on people start saying, you hear that. In fact, now the last Remnant had an article in there where they praised the confraternity, and then another guy wrote an article in there saying that, you know, he was off base by putting that article in there because they're really a decoy primarily.
And your question is? Yeah, we know
that. I know from my experience, I mean, when we came back, a slow margin back, we got involved with that, the Confraternity of St. Peter's, and we were told by priests that we could go there, but don't go here. What do you think of that?
I think, I mean, it goes with what I said about the Pope. We don't think that the Pope is convinced of our positions. He is even convinced of the contrary. And yes, he thinks that the Fraternity of St. Peter and the Ecclesiae congregation are a way to, is a solution. For him, I think that's the solution. The Society of St. Pius X should become like the Fraternity of St. Peter. That is, okay for the Mass, but don't attack the council, don't say anything against the council and the position of Rome today. Mainly that's the problem with the Ecclesiae congregation. Yes, that's the position of the Pope, and that's, I think, what he wants. And that's what he has worked for during the past 20 years, 40 years, is to bring back the society towards the kind of Ecclesiae type of congregation. Yeah, but that's not what we want. We don't want that. We have always stated that the problem in the church is first the Second Vatican Council, and that's where the problem is. The new Mass is a consequence of the council. Everything is mostly a consequence of that, of the errors, the doctrinal errors of the council. So we cannot just say, well, okay, well, don't say anything against the council. What we want, and that's the purpose of this discussion in our side, is, yes, we want to discuss these problems of the council. Ecumenism. Well, what is your understanding of ecumenism? What is the understanding of the church? Not what is the understanding of the Society of St. Pius X? Well, what is the tradition of the church about ecumenism? What was the condemnation that were given in the past, and how does it contradict what is said and done today? That's the kind of discussion we want. So if your question is there a risk that we become an Ecclesiadei congregation? In Rome, I think they are dreaming of this. In our mind, there is no way. Because that's would just spoil the whole thing. It's like stopping the fight, which I don't think we are ready to do. And I don't think Bishop Follet is ready to do that. Yes. No. We didn't even know when it would start and things like this. Now it seems that it will start pretty soon. I don't think Rome wants to commit in anything. So there is no timetable, there is no objective to reach or whatever. It's a start. And maybe in 10 years I'll be here and say, oh, well, we are still talking, and we'll see. Did that answer your question? Oh, we don't think that the problem in the church is solved. It is not. With the different thing we have seen in the past few years, I think it's important for the good of the church. But if you ask me, is the situation in the church, as the situation of the church changed in the past few years, I say no, nothing has changed. We are in exactly the same fight that we were 20, 40 years ago. It's exactly the same. Society has exactly the same position and the same fight. The problem, once again, is Vatican II. That's a problem. And as long as we don't resolve that problem, there is nothing changed. How it will be resolved, that's another question. But that's... So, the situation in the church, there is nothing changed in... There were some important steps which should help for a good solution, but the solution is not yet there, that's for sure. All right. Well, thank you for listening, and take care of the priests now that you have them. And God bless you.